So I understand you're at the Conference of Mayors right now, and how is everything going?
You know, it has been a great conference so far. It's jam-packed with a lot of different topics, continuing to be focused on infrastructure, inclusion, and innovation, the third eye. But it has been a great conference, and I'm really looking forward to this afternoon's sessions as well as tomorrow getting to visit the White House.
And I got to see the press release from the city of Findlay, and it talked a little bit about getting to meet with some of the ambassadors from other countries. Can you tell me about how that's been?
Yeah, so this evening I'll be going to the home of the Japanese ambassador. He's invited us in for a reception, so I'm really looking forward to. Obviously, Findlay has a strong relationship with Japan, and so looking forward to continue to build on that. And this year we're going to be celebrating with the state of Ohio 30 years of that relationship with Saitama Prefecture in Japan, as well as then on Tuesday evening, I was invited with a group of mayors that traveled to Qatar late last year to enjoy dinner with the ambassadors at the ambassador's residence.
You had mentioned to me before that you had hoped to build some relationships with Qatar. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, you know, I think that we're continuing to build that relationship. It's something that doesn't develop overnight, but they have been very welcoming and intrigued with what business opportunities there are in the city of Findlay, as well as what businesses we have in Findlay that we may be able to, you know, work with Qatar to establish new relationships. So I think there's some great opportunity, but nothing to announce at this point.
Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the programs that you've gotten to attend. So you talked a little bit about infrastructure and stuff like that. What's had the biggest impact on you thus far?
Probably the most impactful session that I've sat in on recently is related to developing communities that are inclusive of all age and, you know, generational planning. Obviously, you know, we're seeing across the country kind of the demographics of our country are aging, and that's something where it's going to continue to impact our communities and how people interact with our infrastructure, how people interact with their community. So what can we do to make sure that people feel welcome, have the ability to continue to live their lives and, you know, go into parks, go into church when their lifestyle has to adjust based off of their age. So it was really exciting to kind of hear what AARP and their Livable Communities group has to share. They have a lot of great information as well as some grant opportunities. So exciting to see how we can kind of take that back and make sure that we're thinking of all generations when we're planning out our community.
Can you talk to me a little bit about what it means to be one of the mayor judges?
Yeah, so this year the U.S. Conference of Mayors started a little bit something different, where they have what they call the 100 Mayors Who Care. And what it is they invited three different nonprofits from Washington, D.C., and will continue to, every time they go into a community for a conference, have three nonprofits from that area present. And then they give their pitch. I was one of the judges that then asked them a couple of questions. And at the end, then all of the mayors and attendees are able to vote on which nonprofit should receive some funding. And then all of the mayors and attendees are encouraged to donate, you know, $100 is kind of the goal per person. But certainly whatever you can give or nothing, if you're not able to, is donated. And, you know, when there's a couple hundred mayors here and everybody gives $100 to that charity, it has a huge impact on them. So it's really just the focus of leaving a positive impact on the communities that are so gracious to host us.
Now, my final question for you, what's the importance of Findlay being represented in the U.S. Conference of Mayors?
Yeah, so there are really a couple of key, you know, benefits to being a part. It's one, the knowledge that we gain from the conferences. They bring, you know, specialists and topic experts from across the country on what they're seeing coming down the pipe, as well as what are communities doing to address some of the issues that they're facing. So it's really that gleaning information that we really can't get, you know, anywhere else. The second is the relationships, and not just from a, you know, I have then mayors I can call both locally or internationally that may have experience in something that I'm going through, but then also just the network of different business leaders from across the country that provide grant opportunities, that have new technology that we may be able to implement. And continuing to kind of be that, you know, business development opportunity for us to get our story of the city of Findlay out there. Being able to just kind of get name recognition within the business community across the country, as well as meeting with legislators, you know, when we're there, it's important to just stay engaged and keep our name out there.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to add about your trip?
I'm looking forward to visiting the White House tomorrow. We'll be meeting with a variety of different cabinet and executive administration staff members, as well as hopefully the president. So we'll be sharing more information following that meeting, but excited to have the opportunity to be in Washington, D.C. and represent the city of Findlay.